Just because the NFL season is now firmly in the rearview mirror does not mean the betting season is over. There is still plenty of opportunities to put a little something-something on the games. No matter what tickles your fancy, there is still plenty of action to whet your appetite. But just remember, where you bet is every bit as important, if not more so, than what you're betting on. That's why I tell my friends to go to mybookie.ag. MyBookie has been ahead of the game for years now. And why does that matter? Oh, I don't know, in a million ways. Better lines, better payouts, less rules. At mybookie.ag, use promo code ZABE and have your deposit matched halfway up to $1,000. That's a free cash bonus for making your deposit. Use promo code ZABE to claim the offer. Bet, win, and most importantly, get paid with MyBookie today. You've heard me talk about my dog Tucker a lot on this podcast, and it's hard to imagine our family now without the joy that this little field spaniel has brought to our daily lives. That's when we were approached about advertising Superfood Complete on the show, and I said, well, yes, of course. Actress Katherine Heigl has helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, and she is seeing more and more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about, feeding her dogs. Superfood Complete is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods vital to your dog's health. Dogs across America, just like my dog Tucker, are trying Superfood Complete and experiencing amazing health benefits. Go to BadlandsRanch.com/Zabe and order right now to get up to 50% off your regularly priced order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience these incredible things, go to BadlandsRanch.com. That's BadlandsRanch.com/Zabe today. Summer concert season is almost upon us, and if you're heading out to a country show, it'll be all about the boots. With seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring and summer, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more, Tecovas is your stop for the best in Western style. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink or two, and shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff are at your service. Many stores even have leather custom branding to make your boots truly personalized. And with regular live music and events, there is no in-store experience quite like it. If you can't make it into a store, just visit tecovas.com. That's tecovas.com. They offer free shipping on all boots, as well as free returns and exchanges. And they ship right to your door. Go to tecovas.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
It's millennials. They don't care about getting stuff right. You've given up on them, haven't you?
Well, yeah. Well, why? Of course. Why wouldn't I?
Oh, I hate him also. Sorry. Oh, look at you.
And I will strike down upon thee with great vengeance and furious anger those who attempt to poison and destroy my brother.
Does he look like a bitch?
What? Go on.
I don't look like a bitch, but I know one person who does. Jay, you're going to have to help me out on this because I was told reliably by NFL draft experts and college football fans that George Pickens was a dog coming out of college. Like, meaning he's all about that life. He's all about football, and yet he made one of the biggest bitch moves ever last weekend. Care to comment, Mr. Steeler fan?
I don't remember what the bitch thing he did. I don't remember that.
You didn't see the play where he said, I'm not going to block on this running play because I don't want to get hurt?
Oh, I'm sorry. I keep thinking Pickett.
George Pickens.
Pickens will be gone soon. He'll be gone soon.
He was supposed to be a dog. And yet he's turning into a bitch.
Yeah, he's kind of a bitch. Yeah, well, him and Deontay Johnson also a bitch.
Oh, my God, the two of them. The two of them, it's like, where's the discipline? If only you had a guy in charge of the team, I don't know what you would call him, but sort of somebody who organizes the whole team, and he's the one that sets rules for the team, like a manager. No, a coach, Jay, who yes. could set the tone and say, nah, fuck the fuck we doing this. Mm-mm. What happened to Mr. The Standard is the Standard? Omar Epps Jr., Mike Tomlin, where are you?
I don't know. Well, when you
are you done with him?
No. Wait, done with Tomlin? Way done with him. I've been done with him for 10 years. I've been talking about this for 10 years, if you remember.
I'm refreshing my memory. So this doesn't send you further around the bend, pissed off that he's got a team of malcontent wideouts who every week do something new that is dumber than the week before?
This is something I just roll my eyes. And
oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so in other words, it's like at this point I can't even get more mad because it's just been so yeah.
Exactly. What else can I do? Yell more? No.
I guess not. It's good to have you back. You said you are feeling closer to 100% than you have had since your incident, which I'd like to know, the listeners would like to know, if you have any further medical clarity on what happened when your hard drive went file not found. For no reason.
Idea yet, still.
Still no reason, huh?
No. I have a little appointment with something that for the doctor that might let me know, but no idea. No idea, whatever.
Wow. Well, I'm sorry to hear that, but you're feeling better.
Yeah, but I'd like to know what the fuck happened. How about that? By the way, yes. there is a guy on the pod who left a note. I love the pod, but guys, you cursed a little too much. Oh, my God.
Really?
I'm going to say to that guy, go fuck yourself. We can do what we want here. He got upset about you cursing. Are you serious? Whatever.
Wow.
Bitch, please. So that guy will now give you a no star.
Yeah. Well, it's just a case where it looks like Tomlin's run is going to come to an end. Hell of a run that he had, but it's over.
No, he hasn't. He's not going anywhere. They're not going to fire him.
What?
No, I don't know why people keep making... No, it's the Steelers. They don't fire anybody.
Oh, they've got... No?
No, I don't think he will. I don't see it happening. The Rooneys don't have the nuts to do anything like that. No.
Well, we'll see. It just seems like this is the time. Although there's going to be a lot of guys... who are out there. It's going to be like a 7-job opening winter in the NFL. So you have to compete with a lot of people. But if you got an attractive situation, and I would say that Steelers' job will be attractive whenever it does finally open up because the organization does not change out head coaches. 3 in the last how many years? Been a while.
Great question. 20? It's something ridiculous.
No, like 50.
Okay.
Here, a list of... coaches, Pittsburgh Steelers.
Oh, forever.
Wikipedia.
No, okay.
I'm just going back to, you've had 3 coaches. So Chuck Knoll began in 1969.
Cower and Tomlin.
54 years. Yeah. 3 coaches in 54 years.
I thought you were talking about the winless
record. Oh, right. The win streak. Yeah. Hasn't had a losing season.
Hey, how about that?
Okay, well, all right. Currently, what do we got with the Steelers? What's their record right now?
With the winless?
No, what's the record right now without me looking up the standings?
Is I'm saying
7-6, 7-7. What are they at right now?
7-6. Yeah, 7-6. About to be 7-8. They won't win another game.
Oh, wow. Okay.
No.
7-7. You guys are 7-7 right now. So, all right, well, and who do you have left? That's the other big question. I'll have to look that one up as well. But
the Bengals.
Ooh, that's right, the Bengals.
The Bengals and then the Baltimore Ravens.
Yeah. So, in other words, you're sort of like Stanley Hudson when he yelled at Michael Scott about every time I think you've done the dumbest thing ever, you turn around and do something even dumber. I love this scene, by the way.
Again.
Are you serious?
I have not liked him.
I am serious. We're all serious. You are fired like a heart attack.
You're firing me over 3 words. Yes. Have you lost your mind? Do you think I'm going to let you do this to me? I've watched you screw up this office for 10 years, and I'm filing a lawsuit, and I'm going to tell them about every stupid thing you've ever done up in this office.
All right. Okay. You know what? Now you know how I feel. This was a fake firing. Lesson learned. Good work, everybody. Very nice.
So I'm not fired.
That's it. And do you have anything to say to me?
Oh, yes, I do. You are out of your damn little pea-sized mind. What is wrong with you? Do you have any sense at all?
Okay.
Do you have any idea how to run an office?
Yes.
Every day you do something stupider than you did the day before. That's, and I think there's no possible way he can top that.
Okay.
But what do? You find a way, damn it, to top it. You are a professional idiot.
Hey, stop it!
I love it so much. He just gets rolling. Very intense scene. So that's where you are. You're like, every time you think something dumb happens with Tomlin, you're like, oh, here's something more. So away you go. All right, Jay, what else do we got cooking today? We got a lot of stuff we got to get into. Let me start with Draymond Green.
Okay.
Last night, I thought Shaq was spot on when he said, Draymond doesn't need counseling. There's nothing wrong with him. This is who he is. This is what he needs to be on the edge. He just needs to realize that the league is going to start cracking down on it. And his co-hosts on Inside the NBA were kind of aghast, like, no. I said all along, so how do these counseling sessions go for Draymond? Draymond, when you feel like hitting somebody in the face with your arm and pretending you're making a basketball play, instead think of a peaceful lake. And you underneath a tree having a picnic with somebody you care about. That'll reduce your anger. What the fuck counseling, Jay?
Draymond has just dumbed himself out of a TV joke.
You
TV
think so?
Now. He'll never get a TV job.
Wouldn't be so sure.
He's got, what, 2 seasons left?
Right.
There's nobody going to hire him. No.
I'd say I'm with you, but nowadays scandals move so quick and float so far down the river, and you know TV is shameless. TV willingly hired all kinds of bad actors and forgave their sins. Liars in baseball and cheats like A-Rod made him a star. Guys who were hostile to the media and made them stars. Even guys who went to prison for dogfighting. Put them on television.
Really? You think somebody's looking to hire Ron Artest?
No.
But, we still remember.
But Ron Artest is real cray-cray. Like, he's the real...
No, it's Draymond.
No,
he's crazy too.
I don't think he is. I think he's just a hothead, dirty player. I think he's lame beer in an updated wrapper. Tell me the difference between lame beer and Draymond. I'll hang up and listen off the air.
Probably not, because I still remember when Lane Bear choked Larry Bird and threw him into the ground. I thought that was the dirtiest play I ever saw. But no. Draymond, hold your beer.
That was just the NBA back then. Remember the iconic shot, and you can look it up on the internet, of Larry Bird and Dr. J in mutual throat locks choking each other? There's an iconic photo of that.
Did you see who was holding?
No.
Larry Bird?
No.
A guy named Charles Barkley.
Yeah, that was when the NBA was a little bit more rough and tumble.
We called it defense.
Exactly. Let's see here. I'm looking at the YouTube video of it. When Dr. J disrespected Larry Bird and instantly regretted it. Oh, I see. Yeah. Bird spins on him, goes to the hoop, and then gets knocked down. Where is the choking part? Is what I want to find.
Dr. J chokes him. They get with Dr. J chokes him, and then Barkley grabs him, and then Dr. J gives him the business with like 3 left hands, if I believe.
Yeah. Oh, there we go.
I have to watch that. I kind of remember that. Yeah.
Right. All right. There's the photo right there. Bird's got his hands up around Dr. J's neck. and Dr. J has got a firm grasp of Bird right by the old gizzard.
And then you'll see Barkley grab him, and then Dr. J, three stiff left.
So, all right, so here's a legit question then. So what does Draymond need? Do you think counseling is going to work? When he comes back from counseling, is he going to start singing the praises of, oh, I've seen the light, everything is fine now?
No way he is. No, okay. He's not going to change.
Okay, so this is all for show. This is for the league's standpoint, right?
Yeah.
This is so the league can say, look, we're doing something at least.
Of course it is, yes. Yeah.
Okay. All right, well, let's hope when he comes back, he stops, you know, punching people and hitting people in the face with arms flinging around, I mean, pretending.
Did Rasheed Wallace ever change his spots? No.
No, he kept getting ejected.
He got 41, I believe, one year.
41 tees? Yeah.
That's something crazy like that.
Yeah. Ja Morant came back last night to the NBA after his 40-game suspension, hit the game winner for Memphis in New Orleans. It was a sick move and a sweet shot, and welcome back, Ja Morant. I actually had to go and research and remind myself, why was he suspended again?
Didn't he point a gun or a fake gun?
He was
on Twitch or something like that. Well, I can't
real gun, real gun on a live stream of some platform. It might have been Twitch or whatever. Sorry. Rapping with his buddy in a car. And it was a flash of a gun that was so quick. He, by the way, is a legal gun owner in the state of Tennessee. And he got in trouble for a strip club incident where I think he also had a firearm. And then there was that dispute with those Utes in the neighborhood that was playing pickup with him that he kind of got into a fight with. Why was he suspended for 40 games again?
I couldn't remember which one. Didn't somebody, one of his boys, point a gun?
Allegedly.
Yeah, okay.
Again.
He just sent some.
So that's enough to clip you for half a season? This league, Jay, I'm telling you, I'm not defending Ja Morant. But if you're saying, well, Ja Morant came back from his suspension and a casual sports fan said, oh, yeah, what was he suspended for half the season for? What's your answer going to be, your short answer? Being an idiot? Not getting it in life?
If that's 40 games. You know, a player just killed his ex-girlfriend.
A G League player, yeah. Strangled her with an HDMI cord.
Oof. So I guess he's out of the league forever.
Yeah, I think he's probably going to jail. They found the remains of this poor woman out in the Nevada desert.
Ugh.
Because, you know, in the movies, you can bury somebody in the desert and they never turn up. But that's in the movies. And also, if you do it in real life, it better be really, really good. You know? You better really bury it.
He's an NBA player, so he's pretty dumb. So he did someone really stupid.
Right. Plus, you want to use USB micro on that strangulation. It's a thinner, stronger cable that won't snap. Okay, I should probably stop talking right now.
I was going to say, yeah.
Yeah, so there was that. And also, did you see the Anthony Edwards abortion comments that got him in trouble?
No, I didn't see that one.
Oh, boy. Not a great week for the NBA. Oh, by the way, did you see Miles Bridges was denied entry into Canada?
I did see that, which I'm not shocked about.
Right. Well, isn't it bad, though, when another country takes domestic assault more seriously than the NBA?
That's sad.
Somebody had a meme that was like, Canada, you know you got a criminal on your team. Hornets. Yeah, no, we're cool with it. Canada. Well, yeah, we're not. Hornets. Hornets. Really? Like, so he can't even come and play one game?
No.
Canada. No, eh. We're the most polite people ever, eh? But no. This is our laws. Fucking crazy. So Anthony Edwards. His text messages to a potential baby mama got leaked by, shocker, the baby mama, right? And she released it, and when she told him she was pregnant, his response was, hell's naw, I ain't got time for that. With hell spelled with a Z, which I thought was a nice touch.
Okay.
He said, get an abortion, LOL. And then he wired her $100,000 and said, take care of it. I'll take care of you. Then, because he had not heard back from her in a bit, he replied, what's taking so long? Not a great look. He had apologized for the comments, saying, I made them in the heat of the moment and out of emotion and blah, blah, this and blah, blah, that. Let it be noted, Jay, there are people in all walks of life, all businesses, all races, all income stratas that are paying off women to not carry forth a pregnancy.
Or another thing, do it quietly.
Well, yeah, don't text it.
God.
Don't text it. Go over to see her. Say, baby, this is not happening. I will go with you to the clinic. I will support you. I'll give you money, but we're going to get this done in person, quietly, not via text. Because you know what? As soon as you give her texts, you give her receipts. And you know what women love doing more than anything when they feel like they're wronged? Showing them receipts. golly.
And those chicks are not going to be quiet anytime now, ever.
No. I mean, it's a lot of, by keeping the child, it is a financial windfall for them. Not only in what will eventually be court mandated, you know, payments that come in on the regular, but just the rest of it that comes with, hey, my child's dad is an NBA player with a contract that's $50 million. They'd be crazy not to do what they're doing, sadly, because the way of it's been incentivized, right?
What's dumber, doing that or getting pregnant by an IG? That's just stupid.
Yeah, it's dumb, but I don't know why NBA players don't get snipped to start their careers and then get snapped, again, Michael Scott Office reference, snip, snap, snip, snap, to get...
And get it reversed later?
Yes, when you want to settle down and have kids. Imagine the fun you could have shooting blanks
as
an NBA star all over the place, knowing I'm not paying for a single kid out of wedlock. You may get herpes, you may get chlamydia, you may get the clap, but guess what? You're not going to have any kids draining your finances.
Oh, and also, don't have sex with a 17-year-old girl.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so that case, let's talk about that. Australian player on Oklahoma City. Do you know who this is?
He was Australian? I thought he was from here.
Okay, who is it again? Remind me the guy's name.
His name, I know who he is. I just didn't know he was Australian.
Josh Giddey.
Yes. He went to Kansas, I believe.
Oh, really? Yeah.
I thought he went to Kansas. I'm sorry.
Hold on. Josh Giddey, Wikipedia.
No.
Joshua James Giddey, born Australia. Melbourne. Right, okay. Mate? Well, put the frog in a sock and a bingle bangle. Right, mate? Yep. Didn't know she was 15 years old, mate. Oklahoma City Thunder shooting guard Josh Giddey has been embroiled in a scandal claiming he's been in a relationship with a girl said to be as young, said to be as young has had its late. Okay. It didn't say the age. The girl said to have gained access to a nightclub that only admits over 18s. So in this scenario, it would be Giddey's reasonable expectation for her to have been an adult instead of a minor. She may have only been 15 or 16. Here we go again with this, and I am not necessarily blanket defending this particular relationship or anyone who is 18, 19, 20 years old dating somebody who is 14, 15, or 16 year old. No blanket endorsement of it, however. The Rays player this summer, Jay, do you remember who that was that got taken off the field because of rumors of an inappropriate underage relationship?
I do not.
Yeah. So there was a player for the Rays that got embroiled in this, and that spawned me to go research age of consent laws around the world. Because, you know, here in the States, we have it at 18. You'd be shocked to learn the number of countries where it is not 18. It's lower. including Western countries. I think France was as low as 14. Japan was like 16. Yeah, you're saying you don't believe it, or you're saying that's gross?
That's just.
I know.
We gotta have a higher stick. We gotta have a higher thing than everybody else.
Shit.
That's like a.
No shit. Here, I'm going right now to France. 15. Go ahead, Jay. Pick a country, any country.
What's England?
England. I have to go to UK. Oh, shoot. I went too quick. I'm trying to scroll down here.
America has to have a higher stance than everywhere else in the world. How about that?
Well, sure. And I think appropriately so. The UK, pop up right here. UK, click 16.
Yeah, still too young to me. Sorry.
In the U.S., age of consent varies by state, with the minimum threshold being 16. Others are at 17 or 18. Also, there are some states that have different ages of consent depending on the age difference in the two individuals. And additionally, there are some states that have, quote, Romeo and Juliet laws that provide an exception to the age of consent if the individuals are close enough in age. Giddy is 21. If the girl was 16 in a nightclub and lied about her age, or even 15, I'm sorry, Jay, I'm calling play on. No?
If that happened,
no?
If he didn't know, I will give him a one-time pass. But if he then kept on contacting her, then you got to go.
But Jay, what if they're in love?
No.
Okay.
This isn't you.
All right. You know, we're driven by the search for better. When it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't help you just hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. This according to a recent Indeed survey. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Zabe. Just go to Indeed.com/Zabe right now and support the show by saying you heard about it right here on this podcast. Indeed.com/Zabe. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. You know, guys, when you get to be our age, finding the motivation to get back in shape can be hard. It's just plain tough to find a routine and to stick with it. Good news. FitBod is a fitness app that is anything but routine. It tailors your workouts to fit your life, your goals, your gear, and even your schedule, so you can avoid burnout. And FitBod helps keep up your momentum by mixing in different exercises, reps, supersets, and circuits. Best yet, FitBod has over 1,000 demonstration videos, so you can learn the right way to do each exercise. It's time to ditch the boring routines and kickstart your fitness journey. Add FitBod to your workout essentials. Join today to get your personalized workout plan. Get 25% off your subscription or try the app for free at fitbod.me/Zabe. That's FITBOD.ME/Zabe.
What does innovation sound like? It sounds like the luxury of being in the moment with your customer, client, or patient. It sounds like having the right information right when you need it. It sounds like being at your best for your customers and your business. Thanks to Hyland's intelligent content solutions that improve digital processes, innovators everywhere are able to do their thing better, whatever that thing is. Now, who doesn't like the sound of that? Hyland, for innovators everywhere. Visit Hyland.com.
Just because the NFL season is now firmly in the rearview mirror does not mean the betting season is over. There is still plenty of opportunities to put a little something-something on the games. No matter what tickles your fancy, there is still plenty of action to whet your appetite. But just remember, where you bet is every bit as important, if not more so, than what you're betting on. That's why I tell my friends to go to mybookie.ag. MyBookie has been ahead of the game for years now. And why does that matter? Oh, I don't know, in a million ways. Better lines, better payouts, less rules. At mybookie.ag, use promo code ZABE and have your deposit matched halfway up to $1,000. That's a free cash bonus for making your deposit. Use promo code ZABE to claim the offer. Bet, win, and most importantly, get paid with MyBookie today. Are you up to speed on the Tommy DeVito developments, old Tommy Cutlets?
I just read the whole thing today.
Okay.
Yes. I think it's hysterical, but I love it that he is better than his
agent, his slimeball agent. Yeah, right. Yeah. Right. Okay. So for those that aren't up to speed, Tommy Cutlets, his agent, has stolen the spotlight, Sean Stellato, and he was negotiating with a local pizzeria in Morristown, New Jersey, for old Tommy Cutlets to come by and do an appearance and sign autographs. And they had agreed to $10,000 for like 2 hours, which is a big number for a pizza place. They really can't afford this, right?
So $10,000.
Yeah. So they've got an agreement in principle, and there's text messages backing it up. Then Tommy Cutlets goes out and beats the Packers in prime time and becomes a blow up overnight star. That's when his agent says, yeah, the price is now 20. And so the pizza owner's like, fuck this. Is there no honor in amongst thieves
and
agents?
Mom and pop.
Right. Yeah. Right. We can't afford this. We can't even afford the $10,000, but we're doing it anyway. So they go back on it, and the deal falls apart. Bad publicity for old Tommy Cutlets. What did he do? He showed up anyway yesterday on his own for nothing. For a couple hours, did some photo ops with the owner, met and greeted. And signed, a few autographs for nothing. Apparently, he has also fired Stellato from his off-the-field agenting, and he's gotten somebody else for that. He's still going to have Stellato be his NFL rep, however, because I guess he really is a legit football agent.
Got somebody for his publicity. That's what he got somebody for.
Yes, because according to one story, he finally told Stellato, enough of this Italian Goomba shit. I'm done with it. It's becoming too much of a thing. Because I guess every deal he was lining up was sort of a, hey, recreate this scene from The Sopranos, or hey, list off your favorite cuts of veal parm, or just whatever, right? Like, it had become annoying quickly for him. He's trying to make it in the NFL as a player, you know?
But when you're one guy is an undrafted QB, let's not aim high.
True. Then again, Tony Romo was undrafted.
True. But
then again, Brock Purdy.
But DeVito is not Romo.
Right. Well, not yet.
Probably, not will.
Probably not thank ever.
Thank you. Yes.
I saw on TikTok there was apparently NFL Films did a great deep dive on Tony Romo. Might have been a Football Life, and they got good stuff from him early on, and Parcells riding his ass and, you know, talking to coaches like, I don't know about Romo. Maybe he's got it. Maybe he doesn't. And the balls by Romo to resist a contract. He was going into his last year of this, you know, undrafted rookie deal, and he was kind of starting to show some signs and flashes, and literally half an hour before they took the field in a final preseason game, Jerry and Parcells corner him. They pulled him aside into a room, you know, at Jerry World, and said, look, you need to sign this deal because we can't afford to let you go into your final season as a free agent and walk out of here if we're going to play you this year and showcase you and lose you for nothing. And Romo was like balking at the terms of the deal. It wasn't enough money. And he talked about how like the room was so tight on purpose because they were trying to intimidate Romo, that like their knees were almost touching, basically. And Romo said calmly and coolly, he said, well, no, I don't see it that way. I see it as you're not willing to invest in me, so you don't believe in me, and you don't have the proper skin in the game. So either make a better offer or do what you got to do. And as soon as he left the room, and he ended up playing that preseason game, as soon as he left the room, Parcells and Jerry looked at each other with, you know, wide, gleeful eyes like, fuck yeah, this guy's our guy. He resisted. He was calm under pressure. He believes in himself. And the rest is history.
He became a marginal NFL player. Never winning anything big. There you go.
Wow. Okay. That's a dim view.
Am I wrong?
Yes, you are totally wrong.
Okay.
You are basing it entirely on postseason. You're not considering all the regular season success and all the accolades and just the moments and the highlights. Yeah, he fucked it up in the postseason multiple times. Whole team did, though.
But I'm just, I mean, you know, am I saying something wrong about Romo's career?
No, but you're being...
The highlights are not Super Bowl.
Listen, he's like Karl Malone. It's like the Karl Malone of the NFL. Just never won a title.
But at least Karl Malone went to a final, though.
Yeah, but again, you're doing playoff. You're basing a guy's career on what he does in the postseason. That's terribly unfair.
Okay. All right, well.
Okay.
Speaking of the next Romo, have you seen the new going to be Romo in football in the booth soon?
Who dat?
Some guy named Christian McCaffrey.
I talked about this with Charge yesterday. I played the clip.
Oh, I did not know that.
Yeah.
Okay,
no, that's okay. I want to hear your take on this. So, yeah, he was great, number one, but also he was calling out the Eagles' plays almost to a T before they happened. Or at least he called out one play that I saw online. I did not watch the entire Manning cast.
I've been such a fan of him from day one. I remember, I can't remember, it was some really good friend or just some guy I was talking to. And like his second or third year, I said, this guy might be the best running back since a guy named Reggie Bush. I said that. And they were like, oh, give me a white running back in the 90s or 2000s who...
Peyton Hillis.
What was it?
Mike
TD,
Golstad.
What was that guy's
Touchdown,
name?
Touchdown Tommy Vardell.
Yes.
Peyton Hillis.
Gerhardt. Him. Toby Gerhardt.
Yeah. Another Stanford product.
He named those QBs that he said he'll just be another one of him. I said, you're a fucking idiot. Because that guy has the best feet.
Oh, yeah.
The best hands and the best vision. I'm like, this guy's going to be awesome. I said, he should have won a Heisman. He should have won a Heisman, by the way.
Yeah.
And yeah, he's the best Pac-12 running back I've seen since Reggie Bush. There is nobody else.
Well, you know who his dad is, of course, Easy Ed McCaffrey. Legendary white wide receiver out of Stanford as well.
Yes.
Played
yes.
for the Denver Broncos and I think a couple of the teams in the NFL.
Easy Great Ed. Easy Great Ed, possession wide receiver.
Right. Easy Ed, his dad, met his wife, Lisa, in college at Stanford. Lisa is the daughter of Olympic sprinter Dave Sime, S-I-M-E.
Never heard of him.
Neither have I. It doesn't matter because she's an athlete, he's an athlete, and genetics are real. Right?
There's another son who's a QB somewhere still.
Dylan McCaffrey was a four-star QB for Valor Christian. He graduated in 2017, however.
No, there's another one. I could have sworn there was another one. I'm sorry.
Luke McCaffrey.
There you go.
He graduated Valor Christian in May 2019. He got scholarship offers from Michigan and Nebraska. He was transferring. He announced he was transferring to Louisville and re-entered the transfer portal. He was last seen going to Rice University in June of 2021. Don't know where he is now.
They come from good stock, though.
Oh, fuck yeah. In fact, McCaffrey is the oldest of five kids, two brothers, two sisters. His sister Monica played college hoops at Georgetown. Billy, his brother, played college hoops at Duke and Vanderbilt. Michael and Megan, I don't know what they did, but they probably could throw a spiral at least. And so, yeah, they're quite the athletic family. But no, he was Christian McCaffrey is super productive at Stanford, and he was white. And so the two things people weren't quite sure about, even though he was picked very high in the draft, was, well, how much was it just Stanford in the Pac-12? And can a white guy really play running back? And
yes, yeah, well, unlike Rashad.
Unlike Rashad Mendenhall, moron that he is.
Yeah. All I remember him, fumble in the Super Bowl.
Fumble!
That's all I remember of you.
Right, exactly. Now, I will give, you got to give Clay Matthews some credit because he blew him up. I mean, that was a blow up fumble. No.
Don't fumble the ball. Don't fumble the ball.
Wow. You really are merciless at this point.
Yes. About running backs, yes. Don't fumble the ball.
Okay. All right. And then I'm going to get to one more topic before FTG and we're done here. And that is the Wizards and Capitals moving across the river to Virginia. You're a longtime area native. You've spent many of your formative years
I don't think I get
you're Baltimore.
Part of the DMV.
You're DBMV.
Okay, yeah.
The District Baltimore, Maryland, Virginia. Let's just say this. You have spent plenty of your formative youth years at the old US Air Arena, the old Cap Center, right?
Where are they moving to the V part?
It's right next to Reagan Airport. Right across the river.
A
metro line. Okay. Just south of Reagan National Airport.
Do you think people will go to watch the Wizards? You think now, they will?
Yes. As many people, they're going to lose 6% of people that go to Wizards games. Because they're down to 6%, basically. I mean, it's such a god-awful team. They've never been good. People that go. Anytime you got a new stadium, and it won't be till 2028 anyway. So who knows what the team's going to be like then. They'll still suck. Don't kid yourself. Whatever. They might be better. But people will come to a new stadium just to see the new stadium. Oh, yeah. Have you been to the new place? It's so nice. Oh, they got this. It smells nice. You don't have the wafting smell of urine in the hallways. But do you give a shit about it being in Virginia as a Marylander?
Again, what you said, I don't think I'm part of this. So I'm not as angry as...
You're agnostic.
Well, I don't care about the Caps. I don't care about the Wizards.
All the usual Maryland suspects. Andy, Scott Lynn, Kornheiser, district people, Aldridge. They big mad. They big mad. It's the kids say, Jay.
Kornheiser is...
Go.
What did he call me?
He said, if I could use one word about this, I would say villainry.
Right. He said, yeah. Villain. Yeah. I was like, whoa. Wow.
Villainry. This is called, hey, the district is trying to land the Commanders. Good for them. And they took their eye off the ball. And as I also said, look, I don't think they have a chance. I don't think they had a chance. Even if they had a better, more capable mayor, I don't think they had a chance. Virginia came too strong. They had the dirt and they had the development money to give Ted his little entertainment playground. And no matter what kind of money the district would have come up with, there wasn't any space down there to do anything more than what's currently there. So
you've been needling the D and the M's of the V.
Well, I've been needling them because they want to act like the V doesn't exist. So, fuck you guys. We finally have a team. You're coming over to our house now to watch the games. Don't worry. There's plenty to eat. The roads are nice. The people are friendly. You're not going to fucking die. Get over it. We've been going to Maryland for games for our whole lives. Get over
it. I've always thought that the V part was the northern V part.
Well, mostly.
Okay.
But just like the M part is not the western M. Or the Eastern Shore M. Maryland goes quite far.
It's just Montgomery County, that part. Yes. That part's the M. That's always
the M standing for Montgomery County.
Yeah, because I've heard people, I was talking to someone, they were talking about the best DMV's player, and I was naming a lot of players from, Anne Arundel County, places like that. And they don't count. I'm like, what? So what's the end then? What's the area?
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Let's go ahead and get on with it here. FTG to close out this week and to close out our final visit of the year, Jay. It's been great. Thank you for a wonderful year of visits.
I really don't agree with it. I feel bad.
I'm the guy.
Fuck that guy.
Fuck that guy.
Did you say now you're in such a state of grace and appreciation that you cannot give an FTG?
No, it's not that. There's nothing I've been angry about in about a month. I haven't seen anything.
Right. You know why? You know why? Because your perspective on life has changed.
That's not it.
Yes, it is. All right.
What about our favorite show? Our favorite sports show is closing.
Which is
the
what?
The HBO show's greatest ever.
Oh, right. Real Sports with Brian Gumbel.
Yes. That makes me angry that show is closing. I don't know whose fault about that, but I know it wasn't his show. I mean, it wasn't his fault. But
Jay,
if someone, F that person.
Times change, Jay. Things don't last forever. This all ends. Everything ends. Tiger Woods' Nike endorsement is ending. 27 years. $500 million in payments to Tiger, billions in sales worldwide. The deal is up. He's moving on.
Shit ends.
What are you going to do, man?
Yes.
All right. My FTG goes to Ron Rivera, who executed the lamest, most insanely stupid hurry up offense, which is really a slowdown offense. I didn't know how bad it was till I watched it in real time on the NFL replay app, and that is, had the ball first and goal at the one with like four and change to go in a game where they're down 14, and he took 3 minutes and 26 seconds over eight plays involving some PIs that reset the down marker to finally get it in the end zone, huddling each time and running the play clock down to 5 seconds or less.
Nice.
And you could say, well, that's Bieniemy. He's the OC. No, fuck you. You're the head coach, soon to be fired. You are the worst, sir. Fuck that guy. Alright, Jay. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year, my friend. And we'll talk to you in 2024.
Thank you, buddy. Bye-bye now.
Just because the NFL season is now firmly in the rearview mirror does not mean the betting season is over. There is still plenty of opportunities to put a little something-something on the games. No matter what tickles your fancy, there is still plenty of action to whet your appetite. But just remember, where you bet is every bit as important, if not more so, than what you're betting on. That's why I tell my friends to go to mybookie.ag. MyBookie has been ahead of the game for years now. And why does that matter? Oh, I don't know, in a million ways. Better lines, better payouts, less rules. At mybookie.ag, use promo code ZABE and have your deposit matched halfway up to $1,000. That's a free cash bonus for making your deposit. Use promo code ZABE to claim the offer. Bet, win, and most importantly, get paid with MyBookie today.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.